This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, November 18, written by Henry Cranenberg. Jesus trumps sin. From Romans 5. Many died by the trespass of one man. God's grace and the gift of righteousness came by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ. To understand reality, you have to be a realist. The Bible is not about a religious practice or a lifestyle choice. It is about a problem and a solution. The first man, Adam, made a choice that allowed sin to enter the world. I not only carry that sin like a virus, but its infection has also handicapped my life. As long as sin has control over me, I am quarantined from God. One sin messed it up for all of us. I may not like it, but that is the reality in the world today. Only in that reality can I understand the cure that Jesus made possible. What Jesus has done makes sense only in the context of what happened way back with the one man, Adam. Adam and Eve's choice infected us all. But that infection doesn't stand a chance against the aggressive forgiveness of God. While it took the death of Jesus to make the antidote, that is all you need to be free of the grip of the infection. It's not easy theology any more than understanding antidotes is easy biology. But it is our basic reality. That's why God sent Jesus Christ to be our Savior. God's grace in Jesus trumps the infection of sin. Have you received the gift of God's grace and Jesus' righteousness? Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, what a gift of grace you give. Though we still live in an infected world, we thank you that we no longer have to live in the grip of sin. Help us to live accordingly for you. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.